Welcome to another edition of the 51%, Conversations with Creative Women. I'm Sandy Klein. Who doesn't want beautiful, healthy, glowing skin? That's a question my guest today not only asked, but decided to do something about. Patricia Reinders was born in Suriname, grew up in the Netherlands, and came to the States 30 years ago. She had a successful career in healthcare management here in New York before a trip to Morocco changed all that. It was there she was introduced to argan oil, which is an excellent natural source of vitamin E and essential fatty acids. It's said to have restorative and age-defying effects and is believed to help in all sorts of skin conditions, including acne, psoriasis, and wrinkles. Hair care products are also made with argan oil. So, in 2009, Patricia founded Sula NYC. Sulas are rapids, wild waters, or waterfalls found in the rainforests of Suriname, and in her words, stands for the integrity and natural organic quality of the rainforest. NYC is the contrast, the fast-paced New York lifestyle. In the 5 years since, Patricia has taken her business to Japan, Brazil, Suriname, South Africa, West Africa, the Netherlands, and Latin America. Patricia, welcome and thank you for joining me today.
Thank you, Sandy. It's great to be here.
And first of all, let's start by my stating the obvious. Even though this is audio, not video, you really have beautiful skin.
Thank you. But so do you.
Well,
yeah, you do. You really do.
So, you know, it's one thing to work in healthcare management, and it's another altogether to start your own business.
Yeah.
So talk to me about that transition. First of all, how'd you get into healthcare and what did you do?
You know what? I was a administrative director. We had two hospitals, a nursing home. And in 2009, the economy tanked and, you know, the hospitals had to close. It was really a horrible time. The hospitals were in Jamaica, Queens, and in Elmhurst, Queens. We had deaths, but we gave good care. The one in Jamaica, for example, we really had one of the busiest trauma centers in the city. And when the economy tanked, that was basically the end for, you know, for our hospitals.
For those facilities.
Yeah.
Which meant that was the end of your job?
Basically, yeah. Everyone was laid off. Myself and a few others, I mean, you know, we had to stay behind to
kind of take care of business or
take
close
care
off
of business.
Business.
Yeah. Literally close off the business. Right. And we were literally sort of the last, like, here, this is the key, you know, take it over. And I was really traumatized after that. I have to tell you, I mean, you know, I used to dream about the hospitals for months at a time.
Well, have nightmares, I
guess. Yeah, big time nightmares. And you know what? But always being the glasses half full sort of thing, I said, what am I going to do? I really didn't want to see another hospital bed or anything related to the hospital anymore. And you know what? Growing up in the Netherlands, I was always surrounded also by, you know, we had Moroccan friends and, you know.
Very international.
It's like, yeah, it's very international. And, you know,
Let me interrupt you. Mm-hmm. You grew up in Suriname, which is off the coast of South America.
Yes, because Suriname used to belong to the Netherlands.
I know that.
Yeah.
Why did you move to the Netherlands?
You know what? Back then, you know what happens is that a lot of Surinamese families, students, they used to go to the Netherlands really to study.
And that's what happened to
that's
you?
That's what happened. I mean, you know, you have the same thing. That's the same thing is happening with people from, say, Curaçao or Aruba, you know, who still have ties with the Netherlands. So the kids are all going to Europe to study. So that's what happened to me.
You never went back then?
No. You know what? I went back to Suriname in 1980, and I lived there a year. Just a year, and that's it. I was like a little gypsy.
Okay, so you went to college in the Netherlands.
Yes.
So your goal was to come to the States.
No, I was on vacation here. I was on vacation here, and I got an invite from someone from the UN, actually, for a party. And I said, that's kind of nice. I'll just stay here. And that's it.
And that it's as simple as that?
Just like that. I mean,
it's
you
like
know,
the guest who never left.
Exactly. I'm like one of those guests. You don't want to invite me. You really want to invite me. You'll never get rid of me. I did the same thing, for example. I went to Curaçao and I said, that's nice. Let me just stay here for a while.
And that was sort of fine with your family?
Yeah. I mean, you know, we're sort of like, yeah, very independent. You just take off and if you like it somewhere, you stick around.
So you came to New York, mm-hmm. and you stayed, and you managed to carve a life?
I managed to carve a life. I then started working in the hospital, which is really, it was fun. You know, as I said, you know what, we really gave good care, blah, 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 all that good stuff.
Was that something you were trained for? Is that what you studied?
No.
Oh, you just, totally, okay, just totally sort of different. How the wind blew you.
Yeah.
Okay.
And what happened then is, you know, as I said, after the hospital closed, I had to figure out something. And you know what? I always loved taking care of my skin. My husband was, you know, he's always telling me, why do you buy $400 or $500 creams? I just don't get you. Like, insane. And I said, And then I started hearing of argan oil. I mean, you know, it became more popular. You know, you have this fantastic woman who made a fortune creating, you know, hair care products with argan oil. And I said, you know what? Then I went to Morocco and...
Specifically because of argan oil?
Yeah, you know what? It's argan became... Argan is such a fabulous oil that actually they're calling it the golden oil with good reasons because it's you know what? It has more vitamin E than olive oil. You know, it's great for your hair. It's great for your body. It's great for, you know, for everything, basically, you know.
So you went to Morocco with argan oil in your sights? So.
No.
Oh.
Because, remember, when I was living in Holland, I already knew about argan oil in Holland, you know, having Moroccan friends. So I just went there to find the right person to deal with.
So you went with the idea that you were going to do something with argan oil.
Yeah, that I wanted to do something. You know, in my travels, you know, I've been into bathhouses, hammams, like a stone room, like a big bathroom, if you wish. And you see all these women, like half naked or naked women, roaming around, taking baths, basically, with a paste, an olive paste.
What that they're putting on it? It's sort of, sort of a spa for women?
Exactly what you do. I mean, you know, you take the paste and, you know, you rub it all over your body. You let it, you know, soak in your skin absorb for a little while. And then you totally rinse it off. Then you're going to take a glove, a special glove with a special texture. And you then will exfoliate yourself, like really very firm strokes. You will just rub the hell out of your body. And it's very often done by the technicians, if you will, you know, the workers there in a hammam. Your dead skin is coming off. You like see those like those little gray thingies on your body. And you, the first time you go like, oh, is that really mine?
Right.
Because you think you're so clean. And you are clean. This is just dead skin cells. And I said, I said, argan, and there you have that. I can do something with that, you know? And so I came back to the U.S. and I said, you know what, let me just start something. And the first thing that I had to do, I had to come up with a name. And I said, okay, what made a lot of impact on me, you know, if you think of the country that you were born, Suriname. And one of the things is really are the Sulas. The Sulas, as you said in your introduction, they're like the rapids. And they're just the most magnificent waters. They're really very strong. And if you lie down in them for hours, our ancestors, you know, American Indians used to lie down in the waters, and you're coming out feeling totally reborn.
So it just washes away your stress.
Washes away your stress. The water is also full of minerals. It washes away everything. And I think, you know, that's really what I wanted to achieve when I sort of came up with a name. It's almost like a marriage between the natural integrity of the rainforest, that sort of tranquility, with bustling New York City lifestyle.
Exactly. New York.
And that's really what I wanted.
If you're just joining us, my guest today is Patricia Reinders, who was born in Suriname, grew up in the Netherlands, and has been in the States for many years now, and has founded the company Sula NYC, which is a beauty products line. Tell us about the argan tree.
The argan tree is a basically found in one region in the world, in that's in Morocco. You know, it's an area that's protected by UNESCO. It's really very funny. In former days, and it's still being done somewhat for as a tourist attractions. You have these goats that used to climb in the trees.
Goats in the climate?
Yeah, seriously. They climb in the trees.
And
they will sort of eat the fruits, the nuts.
Okay.
And they have great skin?
No, and then they just get rid of the fruits in their own way.
Right.
Which then used to, you know, people used to gather those.
The excrement, correct? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or gather the nuts from the excrement?
The nuts, yes.
And then do what with that?
Extract argan oil in the old days.
In the old days. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's move to the new days.
I'm not so sure that you want that in your show. Okay, yeah. But the new days, really. What happens is that the nut, you know, it's a little bit bigger than an olive.
The nut is?
The nut.
Okay.
And so you have the fruit, the actual fruit. Inside the fruit, you have that nut.
Okay.
And the nut is the thing that, you know, you have all these fabulous women, you know, who are sitting in a room, and they're actually cracking the nuts open. So they extract the seeds, and the seed is what gets extracted into cold press into argan.
Okay.
It's turned into argan.
And so there, this work of extracting...
It's tremendous.
It's so labor intensive.
I mean, you know, to crack open the nuts, you know, the women are still doing it. But as far as the actual extraction, that's done by a machine. And what you have a lot of, you know what, a lot of people will tell you that you have these women cooperatives also who will benefit from
the sale of
from
argan.
The sale of mm-hmm. argan. Mm-hmm. But a lot of these cooperatives are owned by big companies.
What a surprise. Mm-hmm.
By big companies.
And those profits don't necessarily filter down.
Not necessarily. I'm all for women, you know, women empowerment, like, because I feel that, you know, there's nothing that we cannot do as women if we keep encouraging, you know, and supporting each other. So the person who I'm dealing with in Morocco is also this great woman. And if you want to get her totally upset, is just tell her the story about, you know, the woman cooperatives, and she will blast you out a letter telling you that, yeah, you should actually come and see, you know, our poor sisters are sweating, you know, they're, yeah, mm-hmm. you know what, things like that. But she's a fabulous woman, as I said, you know what, and she delivers me great, great quality of argan oil.
Okay, so again, rewind. It's 2009, you come back, you're really, you know, you're bowled over by this argan oil, and you say, what am I going to do with
it? Yeah, what am I going to do with it? So now, by then, you have all these other argan companies. Right? And
You didn't discover argan oil.
Absolutely not. I mean, you know, it's been around for thousands of years.
Of course. And in this country, too, for a long time.
Yeah.
But, although I'm embarrassed to say until I
have to tell you, though.
I never heard of argan oil.
It's been, you know what? It's been around forever. And you know what? You had other companies with deep pockets who could afford, you know, marketing and all that great stuff. I did not.
Of course.
So you know what? What do you do as a small company, really? So I figured...
Well, what made you decide to start this? I mean, from nothing,
it was
right?
Like just,
did you have money,
No, it was just like one of those aha moments. I said, you know what? I was playing with this, with the paste, with the soap, and the skin, your skin became so soft, you know? Initially, I really thought, I said, you know what? I have a friend in Switzerland, Astrid, and said, you know what, she and I, you know, we just started this thing with the soap. We started playing with the soap and the skin became very soft. And I said, you know what, we'll organize things with former coworkers, with nurse executives, whatever. And they're going to come to my house and we're going to give demonstrations and they're going to go like, ooh, my skin is so soft. And they're going to leave. They're going to buy like little jars from us and that's it.
Where are the jars coming from?
Me. I create, I everything. Is here.
You're a little blasé about this, so I'll just sort of create this. I mean, I know you're not the first woman to start a company, but how do you get the argan nut from Morocco?
No, remember, I'm dealing with this woman in Morocco, so
yes. She's
I'm
your flying, supplier.
She's my supplier, so I'm flying the raw argan. I'm flying the argan in.
Where's the money coming from?
Money that I had, my savings.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what I did. So I'm flying the argan in. I am flying my soap in, and now the argan gets here, and I have a chemist, and he, you know, we created a hair serum. So the raw argan comes here. A part of the argan oil goes to him, and he turns it into hair serum for me.
Hair serum, which
hair
is...
Hair serum.
Was that like conditioner?
It's a treatment for the hair. I had a very nice letter the other day from a hairstylist. She's been a hairstylist for 22 years, and she has two salons. And she was telling me, she said, you know what? She had breast cancer. And she said, you know what? She said, really? She said, you know, I am so thankful for you guys that you actually came up with something that not only makes the hair shiny, but it's good for you. She said, you know what? Because very often, she said, you know what? We as hairstylists, we have to heal a lot of things as we're working our women's hairs. And she said, you know what? I had breast cancer. I don't want to deal. I don't want to have anything in my salon anymore that is going to get me sick. So, you know, I have no preserve. It's just pure
it
organic.
It is what it is.
And, you know, so I put other goodies in there. Besides argan, you have like apricot oil and cactus oil and things like that.
So this chemist came up with those dishes? You did?
Okay. Yeah, I did. And, okay. You know, a little part is his, but, you know, the main stuff is mine.
All right.
And then we had a face serum. In my face serum, for example, you had argan, you had prickly pear, which is cactus, the flowers and the seeds. I have sesame oil. I mean, you know, people usually think of sesame oil as thing that they're using in the kitchen.
In a wok.
Yeah, like in a wok. Well, this wok goes on your face. Plus additional vitamin E. It's really great. So I have that. Then I have the exfoliation soap. And then I said, you know what? Still, I said, how will I be different? So we partnered with a Swiss perfumer, and he's really big. He's making perfumes for like big, big companies, not tiny, eeny little me, no. And initially, I think, you know, they were kind of reluctant.
To partner with somebody so
Yeah, like so puny, like teeny, like I was like, mm-hmm. like this
small
little,
potatoes.
Not even a potato,
okay.
You know.
Yeah.
And so, you know, at some point he said, you know what? He said, okay, we'll do this. Because what I wanted to do, I wanted to create, we already know that argan is fantastic for your body, right? And I said, you know what? We need moisturizers for the body. And I said, why don't I combine 100% of this fabulous argan oil with less than 2% of a delicious scent? Why don't I start creating fragrances?
So perfumes.
Perfumes. But they're still natural. Natural perfumes.
So they make you smell good at the same time they do good things for your skin.
That's it. That's it.
So you have this nice combination.
So nice combinations.
And no one had thought to do that before with argan
Well,
oil?
I think, you know, you had, I saw argan with grapefruit or, you know, things like that. But I really did the fragrance. Yeah, I really started with the real fragrance. And so my first perfume, really exciting. I mean, you know, we used to go back and forth, you know, Federal Express boxes kept
smell
coming.
Smell this, smell that.
Smell this, smell that. Take a little bit away from this.
Gotcha.
And I also wanted to have ingredients in there that weren't, you know, I didn't want to do like vanilla or you know what I mean? I wanted to be a
more
little
exotic.
Different. Yeah. Like Davana and Jasmine Sembach and Osmanthus and things like that. That was for my first scent. And it's called Fruit of Desire.
Fruit of Desire.
It really went very well. The second scent I came up with while I was in Suriname, actually. Just picture 5:30 in the morning, Suriname, very tropical. Little dew drops on the leaves. You see them like, you know.
Forming.
Forming. And there's like this magnificent pool. And you're just sitting there. And there is a houseboy who brings you a glass of iced tea. And you go like, you know what, that scent? I said, that's what I want to capture. And that became Amazon Dew.
Amazon Dew.
Amazon Dew.
If you're just joining us, my guest today is Patricia Reinders, who's really... something. She founded Sula NYC, which is a beauty company that... sells products made with argan oil. Okay, so now you come up with this scent called Amazon Dew.
Mm-hmm.
So you have scents and you have creams.
I have scents and I have creams.
So you're expanding your inventory.
I'm expanding. I'm doing a cleanser where, you know what, I want to create a sort of like a whole lifestyle line. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I you know, Sula NYC, I work with women. Tons of women all over the place now.
How many people do you employ now?
We have our director of quality assurance is a fabulous woman, nurse Dorothy de Miranda. We have a, you know, the person who gets my packaging done, great, great woman, Tiffany, a fantastic businesswoman in her own right. There is one gentleman who we work with. He's super. His name is John Michael Akerblad. He was the former chief director, creative director of IKEA. And I was lucky that he sort of got burned out, I think. And he's the one who created my packaging for me. And then we have on-call people, per diem people, you know, when things need to get done.
Where are, is your the product shipped from?
New York.
New York.
Here, yes.
And do most of your sales come from the internet?
From the internet in the U.S.
Right.
Because I started in the U.S. not too long ago. Because what I did, again, you know what? I'm not a textbook entrepreneur.
Apparently.
You know, I did everything totally the opposite way. I started abroad first. And the reason why I started abroad is that I had connections and I felt it was a little easier. I just felt that being the tiny one, you know, there was a lot of competition here. And also because of my connections abroad. I started in Switzerland first, and I have to tell you, this is like a funny story. When I started going back, you know, you ask me where are the pots and things coming from. I was very idealistic. I said, you know what? This has to be like, I wanted to have like eco-produced and eco-disposed of. So I had these jars. They looked like little medicine thingies and with soya printing. And I send them to a big time hotel just to test, even though I still wanted to do like my little Avon parties at home. So I sent them to a big hotel in Las Vegas to get tested to see how it was going to be received. The word came back: love your products, hate the packaging. You will not be able to stand next to the Chanels on the shelves.
Because what was it, archaic, awkward?
No, it was just not pretty enough because
not
I had
sexy.
This thing, you know, not sexy, you know, that you could just, you know, because for me, a packaging, I mean, you know.
You put it in a box.
Yeah, you care about the environment, you know, and this was biodegradable. No. So that was a lesson that I quickly learned. So John Michael Akerblad comes and you know what, we create different jars and beautiful packaging. And now the same product that was deemed, we don't want to look at it, all of a sudden it's like beautiful.
When you first started, how long did it take you before, not that you were necessarily in the black, you know, but that you started to make some money? Yeah, because you're putting out a lot.
Oh, at some point I really had no money at some point because I did, again, as I said, you know what, I did things totally wrong because I did not focus on sales in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
I was just focusing on sales abroad.
Mm-hmm. Did you travel to different countries to push your products?
No. I have in the different countries I'm also dealing was fortunate that I partnered with fabulous women. In Japan, for example, our importers there, our partners there, Misao Ito, she was the former editor-in-chief of Harper's Bazaar. And, you know, Kaori Ikeda, she was a senior executive with Shiseido and a curator in one of the nicest museums in Tokyo. So they are extremely hardworking women, and we have an office in Japan, so the NYC Japan office in Roppongi Hills. And on June the 11th, we're opening the first Sula NYC Day Spa / store in Toronto and Hills. That is it's going to be in a Mori building. Mr. Mori seems to be like the Donald Trump of Japan.
When did your product gain traction in the States? I would imagine that in spite of big corporations being behind Argan Oil, that it had a reputation more abroad than here.
It really
so
did.
So have you gotten some...
Word of mouth here, really. Word of mouth. And, you know, some very loyal clients and really referrals and word of mouth. And
testimonials.
And that's really how it started. That's really how it started. And but going back to Japan one second, besides that first store,
mm-hmm.
in addition to that first store, we're also, there's a beautiful hotel in Kyoto. It's called the Screen Hotel. It has 13 rooms and each room is totally different. Beautiful hotel.
Mm-hmm.
And the spa in that hotel is also turning into a Sula NYC spa.
Really?
As of June also.
Uh-huh.
And we're in Brazil,
mm-hmm.
Suriname. It's just
so this has taken off.
Yeah, South Africa.
And how have things changed in Morocco for you?
I'm still working with this one particular person, and I will work with her till
there's the no, end. More argan,
exactly.
no more argan.
Yeah,
trees.
Till the goats, whatever. No, I'm not. I mean, you know, really, there's quite a bit of argan to go around, and it's really very protected also by the Kingdom of Morocco.
So there's nothing artificial in this product.
No.
It's all natural.
No, I just don't
so
do artificial.
So why do you think I don't know about argan oil?
As I said, you know what, this one particular woman, I really think she's very brilliant. And you know what, when argan became popular, she sort of put it on the map, when it became popular, you started noticing that, you know, you see argan shampoo here, you know, even if it has like a drop of argan, you know, you could call it argan shampoo. And it started taking off. But it's just great for the skin. It's really great for your skin.
It's expensive, isn't it? Your products don't come cheap.
My products actually, you know what, really reasonable priced.
Your products are beauty products as opposed to cosmetic products,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, they're beauty products. You know what? I wanted to have, you know, products which are very simple, no hocus pocus in a lab.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just time-tested products. I mean, you know, ingredients that, you know, that you can use in multiple ways. My oldest fan, my brand ambassador, is 84.
I was just going to ask you about that.
She's 84. She's fantastic.
So it doesn't really matter how old you are.
Nope.
That I can use your products and they'll work on me because I'm not 84, but, you know.
Everyone. And woman and man. Laura is
men
84.
Too?
Yeah, men too. Laura is 84. And, you know, every few weeks she comes and she gets me, you know what, tells me, you know what, I need another bottle. But her skin is really fantastic. The hair serum.
Yeah.
She sometimes puts it on her body because, again, it's pure.
So if I started using argan products, which mm-hmm. apparently if I don't, I'm an idiot after this conversation.
No,
I'll notice a difference.
You know what?
It's never too late. That's where I'm going.
You know what? It's never
too
late. Your skin gets soft. You know what? There are also little tricks I've learned from. There are a lot of models who are getting our products. And, for example, what they do with the paste that I have, the exfoliation paste.
Paste, uh-huh.
It's not harsh. It's low foam. So you can use it as a daily wash on your body. People with psoriasis or eczema, things like that. I mean, you know, they cannot use soaps with chemicals. They buy it a lot from me because it's just pure and it just helps them.
Is that kind of doctor recommended?
No, we don't do FDA. We don't say doctor recommended, mm-hmm. but it's just great for your skin. You
mm-hmm.
know, it doesn't hurt you. Let's put it this way.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but it doesn't irritate your skin. And so you can use it really a few different ways. You can use it as a daily wash. You know, every 2 weeks, you can use it as a preparation for exfoliation, for which you will need my glove. A lot of African-American women or people with curly hair are using the paste as a shampoo. You know how your hair gets like tangled sometimes,
yes. uh-huh.
you know, especially when your hair is very curly. It has vitamin E, vitamin A in there, and it's sort of, you know, you'll be able to just comb your hair without all those tangles. As I said, a lot of models, what they're using, they're taking a tiny little bit of the soap with a tiny bit of the clay. I forgot to tell you that I also have clay, also from Morocco.
Clay?
Clay, Atlas Mountains of Morocco. It's been there for like thousands of
years.
And
what are we doing with the clay?
What we can do with the clay. The clay is used as a mask for your face, for your hair, for your body, whatever. But we're going back to the model. So you take a little bit of the soap, right? The paste, olive paste, a little bit of the clay. You mix it with a tiny little bit of water. And you use that as an exfoliation for your face. And really, your face becomes super, super soft.
All right. The most important
as
question
smooth.
Here. Can this kind of turn back time, to quote Cher? Or I mean, what I mean
I
is...
I don't think that anything can turn
I understand
back.
That. But I mean, if you've got wrinkles, what do they do? Sort of smooth them
I
out
think,
a little
know, what
bit?
They
please
do,
say
it
yes.
It really makes your skin very smooth, very nice, very soft.
So if somebody
you know
touches
what,
my
it
moisture, skin...
Yeah, they'll, trust me. Listen, if Laura, 84, I have like this little clip on my website where she says that, her skin is softer than a baby's,
but,
you know, but
yeah. mm-hmm.
that's what she says. And she really means it.
All right.
She has this fabulous boyfriend now.
There you go. Argan oil. Yeah. Meet men. Patricia, this was fascinating. I'm so glad that you came today. I'm going to go that argan route, and I'll probably wind up being a testimonial for you.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you
it was
so
my
much
pleasure.
For coming, and much success
thank
with
you
your
so
company.
Much. Thank you.
Join us for another edition of the 51% Conversations with Creative Women. I'm Sandy Klein.
Thanks for listening to the 51% Conversations with Creative Women. For show comments and suggestions, please follow us on Twitter at Sandy Klein Show. You can also find us on Facebook at the 51% Conversations. The show is produced and recorded by Chad Dugatz at the Hangar Studios in New York City. Sandy Klein is our executive producer. I can lift your